Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
Well, this one provides more challenges in that... You know, usually when you have a coaching change at a team, you're never quite sure what you're going to get. But their offensive coaching staff has stayed the same, but they've got a lot of new players. And most of those new players didn't play in the preseason very much. So all this Raider tape that we're watching, you know, Antonio Brown's not on it. Jacobs isn't on it. You know, the receiver from the Chargers isn't on it.
Whatever his name is.
You know, there's a lot of guys that... You know you're going to be playing against that aren't on the tape. So that makes it challenging.
Challenges for coaches. Adam Schefter, our NFL insider from ESPN, joins us now, courtesy of your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers. The Broncos add seven players that did not participate with them at all during training camp. Coach Fangio, Adam, called it football gymnastics. So from a broader national perspective, how similar is the Broncos story to all the teams that are having to deal with this sort of thing right now?
Yeah, listen, every game has its own inherent challenges. If you're the Chicago Bears getting ready for Thursday night's game, you're getting a Packers offense that you have no idea what it's going to look like with Matt LaFleur. I mean, maybe you go back and look at the Titans. If you pick a team, they're going up against somebody that they don't know what they're getting. So the Broncos challenge this week on Monday night, six nights from now, is that they don't know how the Raiders will fit in their personnel. But, well, you have an idea. You know what Antonio Brown likes to do. You know how Josh Jacobs runs the football. And you're not going to know everything, but Vic is a very smart defensive guy. He'll figure it out. It shouldn't take him very much time. He'll be on it. He'll adjust. And you know what? Guess what? Oakland's at a similar disadvantage. It hasn't seen Joe Flacco play in a rich Scangarello offense with Mike Munchak, you know, coaching the run game, right? Like, I'm sure that Denver didn't show anything during the preseason that it's going to use on Monday night.
Adam, I think there's a team out there that I think the coaching staff probably doesn't know what they're going to do. The Miami Dolphins, they've come out and said they're not tanking, but it appears they're tanking. What do you tell your fan base, your season ticket holders, what's going on down there?
Well, you know, here's the truth in the matter, right? In the NFL, I don't really believe you can tank because there are 53 players on non-guaranteed contracts who are fighting for their livelihood every week. You're going to tell a wide receiver who's making $1.5 million a year, who's trying to get that free agent deal, that he's tanking not to catch the ball or drop? No, that's not going to happen. You're going to tell Josh Rosen, who's trying to show up well for other teams when he does play, whenever that is, that he shouldn't be throwing touchdowns, or Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's trying to hold on to a starting job, not to make plays? It's for the players, Tom. You know this.
Right.
It's nonsense.
But when the team gets rid of their best players.
But here's what I'm going. The front office has different goals than those 53 players who are playing on Sunday. And the players can't control that. So, yes, they're at a disadvantage. What do you tell your fan base? You tell your fan base the truth. We're trying to win games while we're building for the future. That's true. Okay, they're not trying to win. They're not trying to win as much as, say, the New England Patriots or the New York Jets or Buffalo Bills. But they are trying to win. They are. It's just going to be harder for them than these other teams.
Do you think Flores had any idea that that was going to be the mantra from the front office?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because, again, I've got it down in my notes. Coaches that were interviewing in Miami last year that the Dolphins are really positioning themselves for the future, that the idea is not, the priority is not to win right now, that the priority is for a future year. And so I don't think that any of this is much of a surprise to Brian Flores. Is it a surprise that they traded Laremy Tunsil the Saturday before the season opener, basically, and got back 2 ones and a two? That's probably a surprise. It's probably a surprise to Chris Gere, the GM who hatched all these plans to build up this team for the future, because they didn't think that the Texans would get to that price point, but they did.
Adam, we just heard your phone go off. Who got cut, traded, released, injured, dealt?
Big news, the Zeke deal just... No, I'm kidding.
All right, well, you're getting me there. He was photographed. It looked like on a commercial flight from Cabo to Dallas with his agent Rocky. I don't know why Rocky couldn't get him first class tickets or a private flight, but what's going on there with Ezekiel Elliott in Dallas?
Well, he landed in Dallas a short time ago, within the last hour. Had to go through customs. Once he lands in customs, goes through customs, he'll go over to the Dallas Cowboys complex tonight. They're very close to an agreement. And look, let's be honest. Who doesn't think that this deal isn't going to get done tonight? Who doesn't think that? With the team playing Sunday against the New York Giants, with the clock ticking and the deadline approaching. I mean, does anybody think Zeke isn't getting this deal done tonight? Come on. He's going to get it done tonight. So we just don't know what time. We know the chaos that will ensue on social media and everybody, you know, screaming out about this. But listen, I would be shocked if Zeke doesn't get this deal done tonight or by tomorrow morning. I think it'll be tonight.
A deal not getting done tonight is Melvin Gordon. Has he found any trade partners now that he's been given the green light to go seek a trade?
It's a tough trade to find, Tommy.
I agree.
You tell me a team that has the need for a running back, that has that cap space, that's willing to part with, let's just say, draft capital. I mean, do you have an obvious landing spot? Because right now, I don't think there is one. Now, look, what's going to happen here is maybe somebody surfaces. That could always happen. But I think just as likely is the idea that over the first couple of weeks of the season, somebody will lose a running back to injury, a competitive team, whoever that may be. I don't know. And then that team will have to make a decision. Is it worth it for us to go make a play for Melvin Gordon? Or do we ride the backs that we have? Like, I don't know what team it is. I don't know who the backups are. There's a lot of factors. But Melvin Gordon's in a difficult spot right now. The Chargers are not the organization you want to be doing this with for a variety of reasons.
Right.
And so here we are. The Tuesday before the opener, and the only thing that we could say right now is that Melvin Gordon's not going to be out there for opening day against the Colts.
I think Miami might have the space now.
Yeah, do you think Miami wants to part with some of its draft capital?
No.
A nice gesture for their fans.
What?
Yes, we are trying to win. We're getting a real player.
I'm pretty sure they've come to the fact it's going to be friends and families in Dolphin Stadium these days, Adam. I think they're...
You think so, huh?
I think they've made that decision,
Venus
don't
and,
you?
Venus and Serena, don't, they're minority owners. They don't want to lose.
Really?
Justin Herbert or Tua. Tua will look very good in the aqua and orange next
year.
Yeah,
but, all right, really quick. Why get Josh Rosen then?
That crushes D-Mac, by the way, Adam.
I know.
Tank for
Tua.
Listen,
I don't have an answer to that. Listen, the only thing I can tell you is that quarterbacks are commodities. They are currency.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trading a two for Josh Rosen, on the one hand, you go take a look. You don't know that you're going to finish with one of the worst records. You don't know you're going to have all these extra picks from Larry Thompson. You don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you trade what amounts to basically a second-round pick, which is what I think they gave up for him, and it turns out to be people thought he was last year, well, maybe you hit a jackpot. And if he's not and you don't, and you want to move on from the guy, I'll bet you they can recoup the second-round draft pick from somebody else for Josh Rosen.
Oh, what a trip for Josh Rosen. Oh, my goodness gracious.
And for you,
D-Mac.
No,
listen.
D-Mac has him going to – Adam, D-Mac has Josh Rosen going to the Hall of Fame.
At some point.
No, that's not – well –
but it only cost $26 to buy a ticket. I did it myself at Canton. So I went to the Hall of Fame. I mean, anybody could go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, here's the deal, basically. A lot of players' success is determined by where he's drafted and the organization he's placed into. Like, Joe Montana went to the perfect spot, and he became one of the best quarterbacks and best players in NFL history. And there are other quarterbacks that go to spots not as good.
All right, Adam, we appreciate your phone's breaking up a little bit, but we appreciate it. We'll check in with you next week. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, Adam Schefter, brought to you courtesy of your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers. With football at 4, the captain debate. Is it really a debate? It's a different approach. A lot of different approaches for the Broncos. A same approach that you can take is participating in our King Supers Fan Football Pick'em. This season, top listener will get $250 to King Supers. Grand prize is free groceries for a year. Can you believe it? It gets going. Kicks off Thursday. Just go to 1043thefan.com.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.